We're continuing our look at Acts chapter 13, verses 8 through 11. Now, to set the scene for you, Bar-Jesus, Elymas, this Jewish sorcerer, is standing beside Sergius Paulus, who is trying to listen to the gospel message, and Bar-Jesus is trying to keep him from listening to Paul and to Barnabas. At that moment, the scripture says that Paul looked at Elymas. He stared at him. He intently looked at his face. And then here's what he says. "You son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, full of deceit and villainy, will you not stop making crooked the straight paths of the Lord? Now the hand of the Lord is against you. You're going to be blind, and for a time you will be unable to see the light of the sun." Now, one of the first things that we should notice here is that Paul called Elymas, look at what he calls him, the son of the devil, an enemy of righteousness. Now, remember, his official name in Sergius Paulus' court was Bar-Jesus, meaning son of salvation. But what does Paul call him? Son of the devil. Paul is setting the record straight. Bar-Jesus is not a supernatural agent of salvation. He is actually a slave of Satan. You have to admit, there's a vast difference here. This reminds me of a conversation that Jesus had with the Pharisees over in John chapter 8. As they questioned his pedigree and authority, they claimed for themselves, "Abraham is our father." Well, that didn't mean anything as far as Jesus was concerned. Listen to what he said to them. "If you were the children of Abraham, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you're trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham never did such a thing. You are doing the works of your father." Wow. That only angered the Pharisees all the more. So they took the argument to another level. Here's what they said. "We're not illegitimate children. Our only father is God himself." That was a big jump, wasn't it? First they said, "Abraham is our father." Now they said, "Our only father is God himself." That was a mistake. Jesus would do what Paul did later on. Here's what he said to them in John 8:44. "You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out his desires." You see, the Pharisees were no better than Bar-Jesus. They thought that Jewish DNA alone was enough to make them God's children. Worse than that, they thought that they were exclusive because of it. Jesus told them that, in fact, they were the devil's children because they acted like the devil. In the case of Bar-Jesus, Paul, by the Spirit, discerned the man's true characters. Notice the threefold characterization Paul applied to him. Son of the devil, enemy of all righteousness, full of deceit and villainy. And then he asked a question. "Will you not stop making crooked the straight paths of the Lord?" You may have recognized that Paul's statement was an inversion of an Old Testament passage. It's actually right out of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, where the prophet tells Israel, "A voice of one is crying out, prepare the way of the Lord in the wilderness, make straight the highway for our God in the desert." We'll see that next time on Verse by Verse.